You are listening to the extended news at noon on WISR 680 AM and 107.5 FM. Again, continuing on with our election coverage, today's focus is the 16th Congressional District. There is a competitive primary for the Democratic Party. Our candidate joining us by telephone this afternoon is Dan Pastore. Dan joins us again by telephone. Dan, thanks for taking the time.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
So, Dan, we've asked candidates all throughout the course of the week, and we'll ask you the same question. Why are you running for office?
Well, I'm running because I think Washington's consumed with partisanship and bickering, and the issues that are important to the American people just aren't being addressed. And the people I talk to tell me that they can't even listen to politicians in Washington anymore because they're so disillusioned with what they hear. They tell me the system's broken, and I agree with that, but I think we can do better. I believe in our country, and you know, I know we can do better than what we're doing today. So that's why I decided to take on this challenge, to fight to change the course we're on and try to bring respect back to our federal government. I'm also running because I think our current representative is the wrong person for the job. He is the poster child of partisanship, and that's really dividing our country. He doesn't regularly meet with his constituents in an open way. He's voted against many bills that would help people in this part of the district. He recently voted against the bipartisan infrastructure bill. That's the bill that'll help rebuild our roads and bridges, expand broadband access to our inner cities and rural communities, and help bring clean energy jobs to the region. Even voted against the most recent omnibus bill that extends many of those benefits and keeps the government running. It also provides aid to Ukraine that they so desperately need. And most disturbingly, he, following the last presidential election, he brought a lawsuit trying to disenfranchise his own constituents. What he tried to do was have the court rule that mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania shouldn't be counted. And the objective there was clear. If you took out the mail-in ballots, the former president, that would have changed the outcome of the election. The former president would have won instead of our current president. And so what the objective was, if you throw those ballots out, is to overturn the results of the election in Pennsylvania. That's taking away the votes of your own constituents, to me, is one of the most egregious things your own representative can do. And what I'm hearing is that conduct was unacceptable to even people in Republicans, but moderate Republicans, independents. You know, that is an attack on the fundamentals of our democracy, to take away the votes of your own constituents. And I felt like it's just, Mr. Kelly needs to be challenged on that, and I'm willing to take on that challenge and call him on that action that he took to try to take away the votes of his own constituents.
One of the main issues that voters cite in this upcoming election cycle continues to be the economy. They cite the rising cost of gas and food. Inflation is up. If you were to be elected, what do you think that you and Washington could do to help curtail these costs?
I agree with you that the inflation is a top-of-mind issue today. I mean, we all see it. As you drive past the gas pumps, you see the price of gas has shot up and prices across the board are going up. Food, drugs, prescription drugs, everything is going up, and that is a serious problem. You know, we have to be realistic. It's also, to some extent, a global problem. The rising gas prices really spiked when Russia invaded Ukraine, destabilizing the energy markets across the world. So it is, you know, it's a difficult problem. And there are no easy solutions, or we would be implementing them. I think there are some things we can do. We can look at suspending the federal gas tax through the end of the year. That would provide some relief to people in our district to address the high cost of gasoline. You know, there are proposals out there to reduce the cost of prescription drugs that we keep talking about but never seem to accomplish. If we can get that through Congress, especially allowing Medicare to negotiate prescription drug prices, bring those prices down, that would ease some of the burden to people in our district. There's also a proposal out there to cap the price of insulin at $35 a month. Again, that would be something that the federal government could do to help ease the burden of inflation in our region.
We're talking with Dan Pastore, candidate in the Democratic primary for the 16th Congressional District. I want to talk about energy. That's also been a talking point, especially in Western Pennsylvania in this upcoming election. Again, gas prices are up. Is there any, or what would you view Western Pennsylvania's role in the energy sector in not only domestic economy, but global economy?
I think there are two things. One is, you know, we have to address climate change, and I see a tremendous future in clean energy jobs. But we also, the transition to clean energy will take years, if not decades. And so in the interim, we will have to use fossil fuels, and we have tremendous resources here in Pennsylvania. In our region, many jobs depend on the oil and gas industry, and I think we need to continue that, support those jobs, maintain our energy independence here in the United States. And with the situation in Ukraine and now Russia cutting off its supply of gas to some of the European countries, we have an opportunity to export even more fuel out of Pennsylvania, out of the United States, the countries in Europe. So I think there's, you know, we have the industry here. We need to support those jobs. But I also see tremendous economic opportunity in the future jobs. We will be moving, transitioning away from fossil fuels. As I said, it's going to take quite a bit of time, but we are doing that. And we can either lead or we can follow. And I think we need to lead on this. And there's lots of innovation. There's funding available to drive new technologies. And we want to be a leader in that. If we can bring those jobs to this district, these are jobs of the future. And I'm excited about the opportunities. And I think there's tremendous opportunity if we can get those jobs here in our region. We are seeing some development in this area in our region. I know up here in the Erie area, Wabtec, which acquired GE Transportation, is building the hybrid electric trains. They're also developing battery technology for heavy industry. We also have a biodiesel plant here that's growing. And so things are happening in this new energy economy. We see solar panels going up in rural areas. So I think we've got great opportunity here. We just need to continue to develop that. And if I were in Congress, I would be an advocate for the people in Western Pennsylvania to help bring those jobs to our region.
And do you view that as, you know, obviously with redistricting, that happened because Pennsylvania lagged in population growth. And we've seen that, especially on this side of the state. Do you view things like clean energy as one of the primary, perhaps, job industries that could continue or maybe start to bring in more population growth on this side of the state?
I do see that, and you're right. You know, we continue to lose population, and I think that loss is driven by the loss of good-paying jobs here. We've all seen it. I've lived here my entire life and have watched one business after another either close or move to some other location here in the United States or move overseas. And this is going to be a tremendous transformation to move from depending on oil and gas to moving many things, whether it's power or fuel for vehicles, off of fossil fuels and on to something else like electricity. I think there will be new jobs created, and there's no reason they can't be here. We have a great workforce. We have the resources here to do it. We just need to get the jobs in our region.
And we're talking with a Democratic candidate in the 16th Congressional District, Dan Pastore. I want to talk about the war in the Ukraine. President Biden earlier this week announcing another $33 billion in economic support for the Ukrainians. Two questions for you, Dan. One, are you in favor of continued economic support? And is there any particular reason why you think American boots would have to go onto the ground in the Ukraine?
So with respect to your first question, I do think we need to continue the economic support for Ukraine. Although they're not a member of NATO, they are our ally, and it's in our national interest to ensure that the territorial integrity of countries in Europe and around the world is maintained, and that those boundaries don't get changed by force, which is what Russia is trying to do. I mean, Russia is destabilizing the world order that has existed, at least in Europe, since the close of World War II. So it's in our interest to ensure that Ukraine is ultimately successful in repelling Russia's attack. We need to be sure that Russia doesn't benefit or gain anything as a result of its aggression. So I strongly support us supporting Ukraine. I think it also shows, too, the importance of the alliances that we've built and how the United States, the EU, and many other countries are working together to help support Ukraine and push back on the Russian aggression. With respect to putting boots on the ground in Ukraine, I don't want to speculate. I don't think we need to do that now. I think Ukraine understands that they can defend themselves. What they need is the hardware, the technical assistance that we can provide to them. You know, certainly, if Russia continues its aggression and invades a NATO country, that'll be a different situation, and we'd have to evaluate it at that point. But you know, we will defend all our NATO allies. And if Russia attacks them, it will be a much different situation than we have today with them attacking just Ukraine.
We're talking with Dan Pastore, Democratic candidate in the 16th Congressional District. If you were to win your primary and face Mike Kelly in the general election, a political question for you, Dan. Mike Kelly has had a lot of success in winning re-election. How would you be able to win a race against the current congressman?
I think every election is different. I bring a much different profile and perspective than other candidates who have run. I am a job creator. I've started two successful businesses. I run a business today. We employ over 60 people at our facility. So I know what it takes to create jobs in this region, how to balance a budget and meet a payroll. And I don't think he's had any challenger like that. He's also facing an ethics investigation for insider trading today that he didn't face previously. And as I said earlier, his efforts to disenfranchise his own constituents is really something that he hadn't done before and that many people rightly feel is just completely inappropriate. And I want to work in a bipartisan way, represent everyone. And I think people are looking for a change. They're looking for somebody who can bring positive results to Washington, who isn't so polarizing, who isn't so partisan. We want to focus on just getting things done for the people of Western Pennsylvania. If I'm elected, I will be representing everybody, regardless of party, and not try to stoke the culture wars as we're doing today, and just focus on how do we make this a better place to work and live.
He's Dan Pastore running for the Democratic nomination of the 16th Congressional District. Dan, thank you for the time.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to the Extended News at Noon on WISR.